Yeah, put it on to record it.
What?
If we had it on?
Yeah.
For me, they'll get a crank. A crank and a good talker.
Tell me, why are you so mean?
Me, one, me, one, me, I know, I worry about.
You got
any feeling
for your human,
fellow
human being?
They, everybody for themselves.
They pay for him. He's talking, he don't give him, but they pay.
He's the softest guy living.
Could be.
Yeah.
I didn't say no.
Today everything's a racket. Today you can't trust no one. Everybody
got
trust
you.
And before?
Before, years ago, people had dignity, pride. You got that on? You got it on? You got it on?
Can you get a...
Ask me again.
It doesn't matter.
Listen,
he pays
the more. Young man, can you get anybody, can you get a rabbi to do anything for you for nothing?
That's it, because it's too.
He's an oil on the side.
A rabbi, a priest, a minister, all of this.
Wait a minute. What do you want a rabbi do for you for nothing?
For nothing.
What do you want to do? He has to make a living.
It's a business.
Look, he can go on the street and hold a hand up and give him 10 cents for a dollar.
So makes a living.
He'll have to make a living.
If he belongs to a regular congregation.
It doesn't matter that you have to pay.
He gets a salary.
Yes.
But will he make a move without an extra money?
No.
There's some oil on the side.
Look, depends his business. Depends what kind of whatever. He has a big weight.
If he goes to a funeral, he says,
Yes. It depends what kind of whatever. You go to Rabbi Helena, you have to pay plenty.
He's a high-class man. He don't work for $5.
No.
So, there's a lot of... truth in what he says.
But the human nature is human nature.
Human nature, people are greedy, people are selfish.
Not everybody.
What are you talking about? I'm not kidding now.
You're asking me.
Well, you don't know what we're talking about.
Excuse me.
What is that? Say it again. What is that?
Means if you have
chicken's got a bad leg.
It's got a bad leg, or the liver is not clean, or the pipic is not clean.
Yeah, go ahead.
And if you open it,
I can find out from him, should she eat it or not?
Well, that's from the old country?
Here, I never heard that expression.
What? This is an expression that you didn't hear?
Here you go to a butcher.
Shalom in English means a blemish. Do you know what a blemish is?
Yes.
That's it.
But how do you know anything? You're an American Sadi.
I was born this way. I came from an Orthodox
family. Oh, yeah? Well, you're an American Sadi.
That's right.
Look, when you go here...
I had a head on me. I remembered everything.
Look, when you go here to a butcher...
Even if I don't believe in it, I can remember.
When you go to a butcher here, you open your chicken, chicken, and put everything out.
It's not only the chicken. It could be...
Could be the meat too.
Could be meat. You know what a mashkia?
Yeah, I don't know the mashkia.
He puts a stamp.
By the way, he walks around like this, like Groucho Marx, make sure it's kosher.
I know a mashkia.
And you give him a finsky. You're eating ham.
You came into the bank and I got the talking with him. So he's a rabbi, he's a mashkia, he's a moel.
A moel.
He's a moel.
A moel.
A male, a moel. A moel.
Shofet.
Yeah, shofet. I cut off the neck.
He's a shofet.
In Europe, you had a moil, you didn't need to pay him.
Why?
He done it for a mitzvah.
By the way, it was a pleasure.
Yes. I don't make a joke.
Yeah, I know.
I had a moil, he had a business, in the same business wire, a cosmetic business. And he was a terrific guy. And I called him to my son, you know my son. He came with somebody else. He showed him how to do it. He asked me, maybe. I said, not for my son. Maybe if you have a son, let him try. But he done it. And I asked him how much it is. He said, we'll give to the Kehillah. We have in Germany a Kehillah.
The congregation, right?
Congregation. You give it to him. He didn't want to take nothing. Most of them didn't.
And Bernie takes $35.
Today's $35.
$35. I paid $40 for more.
Yeah, $35.
$40.
Cost him more.
person.
Why can't you raise the price? Why don't you...
$40, I think, for my.
For instance, you have a child today, and you want that child such and such. You believe it costs you between $35 and
$40.
Yeah, he can have it. He can have it in the hospital, but it's not.
You think he declares that on his income tax?
Yeah.
I don't care about
him. Yeah, but the thing is,
I paid for him $40 for my.
Couldn't you do it yourself?
Yes.
It's
grandchildren. For my grandchildren.
Oh, grandchildren. There were two men standing in a public room.
Sure, your grandfather.
There were two men standing in a public toilet.
It's time to be a grandfather. I could be a grandfather.
There were two men standing in a public toilet. Both of them, each one taking a leak. So one guy wets the other guy accidentally. The fella in the next booth, he says, pardon me, sir, were you circumcised by Rabbi Applebaum? He says, yeah, how did you know? He says, because Rabbi Applebaum always cuts it on a bias.
So you say it's a bad racket? Better racket than you got. And you got a good racket.
And it's good living.
Good living.
Today, if I could get my son to do it, become a reformed rabbi. I lived in Long Island, and my rabbi got $18,000 a year. He got a house. He got a pension.
Yeah, I know.
Temple.
Yeah.
$15,000 a year. Besides what he makes extra.
As a mile?
Weddings, funerals, wrists, promise.
Do they still have miles?
There's a mile.
And summertime.
You gotta be licensed.
Summertime,
you don't need any degree.
If you need a million, you're in.
Don't you have to have a doctor's degree for a mile? What degree do you have to have for a mile?
You don't need a
diploma from the Barber's College.
No, don't you have to be in the Shiva Broker? Or like a leper or something?
No.
You mean I could be in a mile too?
You know, if you learn it, you do it, right?
Well, among the Orthodox, there's very...
But Orthodox is formerly
reformed. You hear what he just said? You've got to be religious.
But the mostly of them are shoyfers too.
Oh, yeah?
Mostly of them. But a lot is only making it for, like I said, they do it for mitzvah. No, for mitzvah.
What's kedushah?
Well, I tell
you. You know what a kedushah is?
You know what kedushah means? I got some boo.
In Europe, nothing.
I give you balls.
In the ghetto of Europe.
I could have meant malaria.
Kedushah means malaria.
Whether it's Austria, Galicia, Poland, Russia, Romania, the rabbi in a ghetto, a dignitary, because he's an educated man. First of all, he's educated in Hebrew, and Talmud, and Torah, and all that. And secondly, most of the people there are uneducated.
They look up to him.
So they come to the rabbi for advice. He performs marriages.
They look up to him.
He makes divorces, Jewish divorces and Jewish marriages, and he's a dignitary. But in an enlightened country where the people are a little better educated, he doesn't have that. If they want a rabbi to be the head of a congregation, to give them a sermon, to daven for them on the holidays.
No, the rabbi's not mostly that way.
But it's a good living, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah,
very good.
It's depending how
the congregation you're in. What congregation?
What congregation are you in?
Here by
Hollander?
Harbor Holland.
That's
the Orthodox.
It's not. It's, I don't want to say it's
conservative.
He is, no. He is.
Does the sitter have Yiddish?
The women have to sit upstairs.
You can
Yiddish and English.
You have Yiddish and English.
Where do the women sit?
Upstairs.
Not together.
That's not reform.
That's
not
Orthodox.
I belong to reform. Women and men sit together. We have an organ.
That's why you don't wear no hat, you don't wear no tallit.
If you want to wear a hat,
you can wear it. Prima temple like, you don't wear no hat, you don't wear no tallit.
If you
go naked. What? You go naked?
No. Naked in the head.
Look.
No.
We hold the congregation together. Everybody knows him. He makes money for the congregation.
And he makes money for himself.
Look, this was, he makes money for himself.
Study to be a rabbi, son. You'll make more money.
He was a couple of times in Russia.
He's on the radio a lot.
They can do it. They can do it. They've got the time. They've got the money.
Look,
it's an easy life.
He has no children.
No.
The rabbis are supposed to have children.
There's no respect.
Supposed to have, it's supposed to, it can happen to him too. But the people judge was coming there. Not everybody's Orthodox was governed there, sure. Plenty of Chalei Shabbos Plenty.
Plenty what?
He knows what I mean. I know
what he's talking about. You're from the Yitzhak. How are you supposed to know if you're
a Chalei Shabbos Nikki? That means...
He don't know that.
It means a Jew who is going to shul.
He don't know if it's Russian.
He's going to shul on Shabbos. But he's not strictly religious, you understand? He's coming home and put on the light. You are supposed not to put on the light if you're very religious. He doesn't smoke on Saturday.
He's supposed not to ride an elevator. He's supposed to have no money in your pocket. He's supposed to walk around with sisters.
No,
with sisters.
Titskala
is your titties.
He doesn't know what titskala is.
Yeah, what does he know?
I know what titskala is.
And you're supposed to lay trillium, you know,
that's Harper Kampfers.
What?
Harper Kampfers.
Oh, this is Yiddish. Oh, he doesn't understand you.
Do you do all that?
He understands you.
But does he do commit the tefillin and you the titskala?
Yeah, you know, I take my blood pressure every morning.
You have, I have to have his permission just to sing.
Your business manager?
Yeah.
Say the words then.
No. Sing him a song?
Really?
Can I sing him a song? No. Is he?
First of all, it's copyrighted.
First, his head is broken. No, he had everything what he was told.
Because he's a lignan. A lignan. That's what he is, a lignan. He thinks he's a Tomaszewski and a lignan. You know what it is?
Tomaszewski's an actor, he's a liar.
Yeah.
So who said you could sing it?
No. Why do you have everybody singing to you and you don't know what it is?
Oh, it just sounds nice. I can listen to... I've got Jewish records upstairs. It means I shouldn't listen to them because I don't understand them.
But not the dirty, whatever this is. It means... When der Rebbe trend, Schocken sagte wenn, in alle Chassidim left patsch mit der hen. La la la, la la la.
What does it mean? When the rabbi something.
When the rabbi, close it. How it means. Die Rebbe sind sich breit, die Rebbe sind sich breit, die Rebbe sind sich breit, du stichst dich auf den Tisch. Give it to me, hold it.
Okay,
that's all.
Very good. I'm wearing the titskala.
The titskala.
That's a woman's bust.
Yeah, a tits.
You don't know what that is. Go and find out, my boy. How old are you?
21.
Go find out what it's just called. Yeah.
I just didn't know what it meant.
It's
I know what it
time.
Is.
It's about time.
You break the peg, yeah? That's what you do. That's what you should do.
I told him.
And go up and you should let Fetch and drink
wait
down
minute.
The pastor.
Wait a minute. Let them turn over to see what I told him with the kippah and put it on.
So?
You got that on to record it already, what I'm going to say?
Yeah, should I put it on?
You think she was down on last night? Did it come yet? So the mother says, what is that, your life savings? Wait till the man finishes. Oh, yeah. Somebody could... Look, our grandkids...
Well, some people, he puts it... He has an agreement. He puts their mail in first.
Well, it's understood. He's their subway.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They give him a little... couple of dollars.
They tip him. Why not? I don't
So
blame
he has their mail already. He puts it
why
on
not?
Immediately.
Look, why not? I don't blame him. If he got customers, why
it's
not?
It's illegal.
I do. What is with you today? Would you do the same thing if I took care of you? Would you give me first? If I mentioned Subway, he'd do the same thing, too. Everybody would do the same thing.
Depends how much Subway.
Whatever they give, it's found money, right?
Yeah, but he don't take whatever they give. Oh, he... So much or nothing.
He makes a quotation. Oh.
Come here. You can...
I know some people, they get it. As soon as they come in, he has it ready.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I say. Who offers somebody a dime?
Dime? Who gives dimes?
That's what I say. He said, he don't take everything, but sure. You give him a dime.
Here's a dime.
Who gives dimes?
Bill.
People don't give dimes. Today you give a quarter and up. Today's a quarter and up today, it's right? Dime days are forgotten.
Dime days are forgotten?
You go into a restaurant today, you don't give no dimes. It's a quarter and up.
Sometimes a dollar.
Well, it's according to what restaurant, according to what your tab is.
I don't like tab.
See, a tab, your check is a tab.
Then the rabbit hunt.
Okay, it's Bill's a businessman.
Yeah, Bill is a businessman. You know what?
Hey, you remember Artie? He was all right. Remember him?
Which
long before Bill. No, about 15 years ago.
Bill is doing you
a
favor.
Jewish guy.
If you want from him, he's doing you a favor. But I never bother him. If I know my mate is coming, I let him finish him.
That's the best way, so he keeps his mouth shut. Let him put it in, that's all. He's mad at me. You got it in for me.
What?
Well, I have to tell you everything.
Well,
why?
If you make a statement, you might as well support it.
Because I gave him up his asshole. When he tried to fuck my mother with the paint job.
I fucked him. Bill, what's he have to do with the paint job?
Oh, that's one thing you don't know. He was painting here. Now you know.
The little guy with the...
Tell us, tell us.
The red hair, you know.
Now you know.
The dog.
He was fucking with the wrong boy. So I really gave him double.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted me to sign something. I said, just keep walking fast.
He is running fast for the mayor.
You treat me good, I treat you good. You treat me like a bastard, I give you double my cocks.
That's right.
I just told you. Fast.
Look who's there. Ketzler. Titzkala.
He thought he was kidding around, so when the time came, he said to my mother, "Why, would you mind signing?" He said, the mother said to him, "I don't sign nothing, my son signs for this." So when he saw me, I said to him, "And you got the nerve to give my mother a run around, and you want me to sign for you to collect money? You'll get shit."
Did he get shit? I hate this son of a bitch.
Who?
Bill.
He's a nice guy.
Well, ever since I can remember, he was no good.
Bill? You do me a favor if I need him.
No, I don't.
3 hours?
The Schwarzer? No, Schwarzer? What color is she?
We have a Portuguese.
Oh, Anna.
Eh?
Anna?
Who's Anna?
What's her name?
Not well, the... you got to Anna, her name? What the...
How old
no,
you
I thought it could be Dr. Jay's girl. You know Dr. Jay's old girl.
Wait, is she white heavy?
No, she was working for us.
You're glad today we can get someone.
We have a nice...
I say you're glad we can get somebody.
You pay him, he'll come in and do it.
Oh.
You. Wouldn't you?
Give him a shot in the mother.
If you got paid?
Tell me, give him a shot.
Am I all of a sudden a porter?
Give him a shot.
My sister has a girl for so many years. The last 5 weeks she didn't show up. Why? Because these girls today don't want to clean no more. They'd rather work in a factory where they get all the benefits, right?
We have this woman. She's coming to us. I don't know, maybe six years.
So?
What is it?
So at least cost you $10.
Yeah.
A Tensky?
Fritz is $10.
A Tensky, I said.
2 pounds is a Tensky. Today is...
She has the key. You're not afraid for her.
You can trust her. You're very lucky.
You can trust her.
Today you had to give them guilt. Today you got to feed them, right? Car fare.
No, she lives here in the
oh.
She's Egan's.
She lives in the
you're very lucky, boy, to get a girlfriend.
Oh, sure you're lucky.
How often?
Once a week.
How many times a week do you want to spend to have the house clean?
Well, he dirties it.
In the meantime, my wife is doing too. Don't go.
That's
what do you
right.
think? What do you think? A woman don't dust every day?
Yeah, I said to my wife, today was a cleaning woman. The husband got in the after. She went away. She gained over. I said, what for you need a cleaning woman if you go over? Tomorrow she's gone over. That's over.
That's right. To Michigan.
She's, look, the big job she's doing.
Yeah.
She's coming in for 4 hours.
She washes the floor.
She does.
We have no floors. We have
no carpet. Floors.
We have carpet.
Oh, you don't fall for it. What kind of expression is it when somebody says when they come home they should be washing you off?
Washing you off?
Some lady in the building told me somebody was cursing her, so they said when I come home they should be washing you off.
Ask the brand what it means. Yeah, don't ask me that. The English expression, you know, I mean everything.
Well, she's an old Russian woman.
We have a very nice one. We're going away, but if we go on a vacation, she has our key.
Bernie.
He's not coming to you, if you call him.
What does it mean, what is the expression? Mean when they come home, when I come home, they should be washing you off. Tilly said somebody said that.
Tilly said that.
Somebody said to Tilly, when I come home, they should be washing you off.
Washing you off?
No, her. Like a curse. What does it mean?
I never heard that expression. She's not all there.
I don't know. I don't know what.
I never heard that expression. She's not all there. If she will, she's believing. Virgin what?
That she is, that she says.
What? She talks in the belt that I am. She's a Michigan. She's a Michigan type.
What is it? I told you in a half hour he's coming down.
What time is it now? 11?
Nearly 11. Got the sleep.
You know Tilly?
He has a secretary.
That's how he swims with our girlfriend, Tilly the toilet. The boy, Russian Walter Winston.
I haven't seen her lately.
Poor woman's not all there. Pitiful. You ever see her with them? With them sunglasses she wears, them glasses?
The motorcycle glasses.
Yeah, the motorcycle glasses. Okay, she's taken off.
What?
Oh, she was telling me to come and see her.
By what?
No, no, but you know, she said she doesn't hear it go right in the kitchen, doesn't she? She could hear the door.
Woman who works in the
distance. You said downstairs before.
Super?
Yeah.
Oh, Super leads around the corner. What's the
matter? On the ground floor.
Yes.
That, huh? You see that light over there, the second one? That's probably his...
No. This is over.
No, ours is in this way.
Yes, but how can he be there when he lives down?
He doesn't live down. He lives on the ground floor.
No, yeah, but it's not high. This window's here. What is the light? Yeah. This is the.
Oh, not the bottom one. No, above that. You see above that?
How can he live there? That's
the G apartment. This is D. You see? Come here, look. You know you share a fire escape with somebody?
Yes.
Now, this is the apartment you share the fire escape with.
He must have the window this way.
Which way?
This way. He can have he can have the same window as us.
He hasn't.
No.
Listen, let me explain.
Come here. Come inside, I show you.
Well, first look at this.
It's impossible.
You know, you share a fire escape with somebody.
Over the washing machine?
Yeah, that may not be his, but his are in there.
Yeah, he must be in there.
Yeah.
No, that's what I say.
You said he was down there.
No.
He's just above the washing machine. No, not in the corner.
Above the washing machine?
You see those three washing machines?
Yes.
In there.
Yeah, I'm above? No.
Above the washing machine?
No.
That's W4. He's on the one.
Yes.
That's right.
But this... no, he is not next to the elevator. He is behind the elevator.
The elevator is next to him.
Behind the elevator. This is not his windows.
No, that may not be his, but his are in there.
That's not his windows.
His apartment is... I think he's in a G. You know what apartment he has?
He must have the windows going this way.
You've long been on the open road. You've been sleeping in the rain. In the dirt words and muttered sounds, your clothes are dark and stained. But the dirty words, the muddy sounds,
Call me honey, ooh, be my aurora. just my money. you might hear laughing spinning, singing madly across the sun. It's not aimed at anyone. It's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged town behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
Which one of us is it? Doesn't matter to Teddy. Whatever. give me a girl at an impressionable age.